Top to Arrow podcast 141, a lazy podcast from a lazy location, because most of this podcast is not me jibber jabbering in your ear, but it's an infield from the summer of 2016, some gutter game in Toronto with a French girl who I take from pretty much a no girl to raising her buying temperature, turning up the gas to a very horny state. So that's two-thirds of the podcast today. I'm away with my mum in blue-skied Portugal. I'm here in Faro. So before I go home, I thought I would do this rather than just lie by the pool and feel sorry for myself, because I've still got this bit of cold. The eye infection still makes me look like the Elephant Man, but there's always room for a Tom Torero podcast. That's what she said. Announcement, just like last week, remember the boot camps I'm doing with Mystery and Baxter in Russia in May. One in St. Petersburg, one in Moscow. Night game meets day game. Baxter and Mystery, they're teaching the seminar portion and the nightclub, bar, lounge bar portion. And I'm teaching the Saturday day game sessions in Russia with the hottest women, in my opinion, on the planet. And the temperature will be pretty good in May. It will be lovely. So the information, remember, it's not booking through me. It's booking through them, and the link I shall put below on iTunes and YouTube. All right, let's get into this audio infield. I haven't put it out before. I found it when I was transferring data onto a new hard drive. And I thought, oh, let's have a listen. I remember this, and listening back to the audio, I thought, fuck, I don't remember how it started, the drama involved at the beginning, because I meet this girl, it's quite late in the evening, it's a gutter game session, and she walks past me and she looks at me and I detect a little smile, but it turns out when I open her, as you'll hear, that she's about to cry. And she does cry, not with happiness and joy because she's met Tom Torero, but because she's been stood up. She's been, I think this was meant to be the third date with some guy, and he stood her up. What a badass. And anyway, it's ruined her night, and she's all dressed up with nowhere to go. And she's down in the dumps, and rather than trying to be her friend and comfort her and console her and be her emotional tampon, as they say, I know that I have to start soft, right, and get hard over time. So the first step is to take her mind off things, you know, changing her mood, not her mind. So taking her mind off the logical reasons that she gives why she has to go home, and running some comfort. But remember it, I spike it up and you'll hear me leading, and then taking her on an instant date. And even though it's the nighttime, she says she doesn't drink. So this is a non-alcoholic date. But I know I've got to listen to her actions, not her words. I've got to focus on raising this buying temperature. I can't just rely, like many gamers do, on beer and shots. This has got to be done with her being stone cold sober. And I've got to be persistent, as you'll hear when I get her from the street to the bar, but not needy. But in the nighttime with gutter game, yeah, you are a bit more persistent, because you're like, you're going all in. Right, so if she's not going to come on the instant date, well, you don't want to take a phone number at 10 p.m. at night, unless she's your dream girl. So that's why at the beginning I'm getting her to come on the date. Now, when she's on the date, I'm thinking, okay, again, changing her mood, not her mind. Girls have this forebrain, hindbrain disconnect, like men do, but girls have it more extreme. I've spoken about it many times, where in the forebrain, it's all the current thoughts, and she's thinking about how sad she feels, and the guy that stood her up, and why she has to go home. And the hindbrain, which is the primal instincts of speaking to a guy who's taken her on a date. I've pulled her, I'm flirting with her, I'm being verbally on, then I'm being physically on, and this is turning her on. Okay, so she feels that disconnect. She expresses it at some points, but I listen to her actions, not her words. All right, and obviously this is a consensual date. I wish I didn't have to fucking say that in every podcast, but if you take little lines out of context, yeah, someone could stitch me right up. But anyway, we raise the buying temperature in an unusual way, which I should patent, on Dragon's Den. This has never been done before. I've never seen it done in an infield, and it just happened accidentally because she likes to sing. I raise her buying temperature by singing. Now, in the past, I've done karaoke day twos, as day threes even, especially in the former Soviet Union. I enjoy karaoke. It's a bit like riding bikes. It spins girls' head around. It's full of emotions. It's supercharged. Music does that. And it's a fantastic adventure bubble. But here we just start singing, as you'll hear in the cafe. Lots of people are listening. The waiter, he's in on it. I bring him in. I use the other table staff to raise the buying temperature. So I flirt with everyone. Remember, game is flirting with everyone. So you hear how I make fun of the waiter, Edward, and I flirt with the waitresses, and I pull the table in next to us, and I say, you know, you've got to pay us money if you want us to sing. I'm raising the buying temperature of the bar. And remember, buying temperature is transferable. So she feels this more and more and more. It's changing her mood. It's not logically changing her mind. When men communicate, yeah, we're trying to be rational with each other and rationalize why we should change a certain opinion. But with girls, no, right? You can't speak to them like that. It's much better. I see it as horse whispering. Think of it like horse whispering. And again, I come back to the analogy of teaching children. You can argue with a child, but it's pointless, okay? You can get really strict with a horse that you're trying to train, but it's pointless. Much better, that's what horse whispering is, to be in tune with it in a non-verbal way. It's sub-communication. Sounds airy-fairy, but you'll hear the effect of singing, right? You'll hear me mixing in the verbal and the physical spikes with being light and fluffy, right? This is what I mean by horse whispering. Too many guys have this 2D alpha image in their mind of must be tough, must be cool, must be Bond. Hey, tell me a guilty secret. You know, it's too caricatured, it's too flat. When you're speaking to, when you're around horses, right, you don't startle them. When you're with kids, it's about this light and fluffy nature. And of course, that doesn't mean friendly or gay or friend-zoned. But you'll hear how I shift from that kind of talking to lower and slower, and how the verbal is replaced with the physical. But I was glad when I was putting just a bit of this together for this 30-minute podcast, I realized this is a great clip for demonstrating so much of what is in Stealth Seduction, the Torero Toolkit. You'll hear me go through all the classics. So with the verbal stuff, you obviously hear the day game and the compliment and the stacking. You hear me doing the elephant in the room when I laugh about trying to seduce her. I qualify her, you know, the old mystery method. You're beautiful, but are you interesting? On the date, you'll hear some verbal escalation with the word bear, because we're talking about my trip around Canada with Ian, Craig in a van. And I say, we saw a bear, and she laughs about the French meaning of the word bear. I do parody chode by saying I'm a good Christian boy. I do the angel devil routine where I examine her horns and show her my halo. I do my routine about, you know, cat on the inside, cat on the outside, tiger on the inside. My mother warned me about girls who look sweet. I do the 2 points. Can you cook? Can you clean? Putting her on a point system. I preempt LMR by saying, this is crazy, this is so random. I do the verbal routine of what kind of guys do you like, and I do my parody brute of saying, you know, guys just are like A, B, and C with very simple one brain and another brain. And you'll notice how her buying temperature gets so high that she starts talking about sex shops and sex toys and why nice guys don't cut it with her. And then you hear, it's a shame that it's audio for the podcast, but you'll hear me doing the physical. So you'll hear the tattoo routine, the ring routine. Like I said, when I feel her horns, is she a good girl or a bad girl? You'll hear me doing the, wow, you're so skinny, as I touch her waist, pulling her in, talking about allergies, good smell, wow, you smell so good, drive-by kisses, the kiss, taking her hand, pretend proposals. That's a lot of fucking material for free on a podcast. So if you're a lazy fuck and you don't want to buy Stealth Seduction, it's fine. Most of it's in there. Plus a lot of good qualification, I should say. Once I've cheered her up a little bit, I start going hard. That's what my grandmother used to say. I say, you know, why are you single? It's weird. I say, you know, you're bitchy. You look bitchy. I say, why are you in Canada? Explain yourself, you know? And I get her to sing. So it's a very interesting one. I hope you enjoy it. but back to relaxing, back to spending time with my mum before flying home. And I will speak to you next week. Ta-da.
Sorry, can I say one thing? Do you speak English?
Yes.
You look very nice, very relaxed.
Oh, yes?
And I said, why is she so relaxed?
Oh, actually, I'm sad.
Oh, no. Saturday night, sad.
Yes.
Because you've been working too much? Because...
No, because I had a date in...
Oh, la la. You are French?
Yeah, I'm French.
Voilà. Oui.
Oui.
You had a date from Tinder.
And I cried because...
What happened?
I don't know.
He was too wonderful, or he was too terrible, or he didn't come.
Yeah.
And you dressed up in your white?
Yeah, and I returned on my own, actually.
Oh, no. Say faux.
Oh.
No, come and have a little drink. I have half an hour. I've just left my friends. I was going to go and get some Wi-Fi, actually. But if you'd like a little drink, we could have a drink.
I'm not really good for it.
Don't be sad. Just have a glass of wine. That's fine.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, well, have a glass of lemonade. And I will have a glass of wine. You're French and you don't drink alcohol.
Sorry?
You are French, but no alcohol.
No alcohol, yes. That's part of my family works in the wine, but I don't drink alcohol.
This is, I'm British, and the British cliché of the French girl is the wine.
I know.
Loire, Dordogne, and you don't drink. Because you are fit, you like to be fit, you like to be...
No, I don't like the taste, just that.
So don't drink wine, drink beer. If you don't like beer, drink what I drink, whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah, it's good.
But
you can have an orange. You can have an orange juice.
Yeah, I'm not really good. I need to.
Why are you going home? Because listen, you were ready to go out, so you don't want to go home. And if you sit at home, you're going to feel terrible. You're going
to
sit there watching TV, crying.
No, I want to sleep.
Why?
To begin another day tomorrow.
You were waiting for him for a long time. You were standing, waiting, and he didn't come.
Yes.
Shit, that's...
And he disappointed me.
He disappointed you. That's men, you see. Men will always disappoint.
So, yeah, I'm...
Would you like something to wake you up, like a coffee? Because you are so sleepy.
I know you're crying.
I'm trying to seduce you. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, that's
very
the best moment for that.
No, this is the best moment.
Oh, no.
Because I know you're single.
But...
I know you don't have a husband. I know you don't have a boyfriend. You are French. I am British. Voila. Enemies and friends. I'm happy.
I want
you're
to
single.
Be just an attraction. And
but I'm a guy, so first of all, I see, what does she look like? I saw you there. I said, very nice. Then the guy says, okay, I hope she's interesting. And then we see if you're interesting. When you're a young guy, it doesn't matter. When you're so old like me, you think, please, I hope she's interesting. I hope she's interesting. I hope she's not weird. That's what
yes, I was. Yes, but I think that... I saw that several times.
Do you have cats?
No. Yes. No animals. I'm allergic.
Sorry, sir.
I'm allergic.
Allergic, good. I like dogs, but I hate cats, and I hate women with cats because it's a sign of madness. The first sign of madness. The second sign is when you cut off all your hair, but you didn't cut off all your hair. You will have a herbal tea. I will have a beer. Voila, voila. Let's go. Hello. Can we sit outside? There's a few tables.
I will trust you.
I'm very trustworthy. Extremely trustworthy. Just what lager do you have on tap?
We have our cobblestone lager. We also have a honey lager.
I'll take a honey lager.
And
a chamomile. With honey.
With honey.
Chamomile, thanks. Honey tea and a honey beer.
Honey beer.
That's it. That's it for now. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Leave some menus,
yeah, we'll leave that. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes, one. You can.
Secret?
No.
Not an English girl one here. Like a big butterfly. It's terrible.
No, it's small.
I'm good.
It was a gift on my 18th.
A gift from your mother? No. When I saw you, I thought you were married, actually.
No.
I know that's that one. Do you know what this fingers means? The ring, Poseidon, adventure, Zeus, bossy, you know, this, Bacchus, the god of wine. Thank you.
Oh.
What is the French word for bear?
Baise.
What does that mean in French? Prostitute.
It's a different meaning.
Oh no. What does it mean, Isabel?
It's have sex.
Have sex? Well, I am a good Christian boy, so no sex. No sex before marriage. Can you see the light?
Are you kidding?
Can you see the light above my head?
No.
Yes,
I can't
baby, yes.
See it.
Yes.
That's
with
why.
You, I can see little. Little. My mother used to say, Tom, be careful of girls who look sweet and shy, because inside a cat is a tiger.
Yes.
And she was right.
Yeah.
The loud girls, actually they are boring, but the quiet girls from the library, psychotic.
Yes. Be careful.
I'm thinking, every guy is thinking, why is she single? Why is she single? Because she's pretty.
Yeah, why is
she's
single?
Pretty. She seems interesting, at least cultural. Why is she single? Why is she single? Remember that movie, Bridget Jones?
Yeah, I'm Bridget Jones. I think.
All by myself.
That's my phone.
Go on, Abby. And then you cry with a hairbrush and some ice cream. Anymore.
The only difference, I don't drink. And I don't like sugar.
But you still sleep with your boss. What's his name? Mr. Darcy. Mr. Darcy.
No, I don't sleep with my boss.
Oh, boring. Well, you work in a school, so your boss is probably not so exciting. Why are you in Canada? Tell me. Did you run away from it?
No, I wanted to travel and to discover another part of the world and to improve my English. So, yeah. That was a good idea.
Cheers, man.
Anything else in Geoffrey?
That's it, just happiness.
Happiness. That's a little difficult.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you already have liquid happiness.
We got some liquid happiness, but temporary. That's temporary.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
cheers, man. What do you play? You're not a pianist.
I'm a singer.
Okay, if you give me a piano or guitar, I will play. You'll sing. You'll make some money.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace, my irreplaceable.
It's a hard bit.
Just one look at you, my heart in me. You and you alone bring out the
In me.
I'm better. I needed to sing.
That was nice. Stop singing because it's attractive. Mm. If a girl can sing or draw, I find that very nice. My karaoke song is always Frank Sinatra. Fly Me to the Moon and then New York, New York.
Oh, New York, New York.
Finish with New York. Always finish with New York, New York. Bam, bam, ba, ba, da, ba, bam, bam, ba, ba, da.
I don't know the words.
Bam, ba, ba, da. You do. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. Go around with a hat. It's $20, that is. $20. Thank you very much. It's good. Very good. Thank you very much. We'll get a little hat. Thank you. There's more where that came from. Very nice. But you are very skinny. You know, very skinny.
Very skinny.
Skinny. Skinny.
Oh, I'm not skinny now.
You are skinny. No, you are skinny.
That's cool.
It's just an excuse to touch you.
Yes.
It's an old trick.
I know.
My father taught me this trick. Another one is to say, oh, you look very stressed.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you definitely.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
you're so
I know.
Good.
Oh, we all. Oh,
that's c'est bon. Oh, c'est bon. Do it more.
Really like
that's
that.
Enough. Show me the money. You are stressed actually, but that's from right typing. Doing too much computer. Yeah?
No.
Le Facebook.
No.
Le Instagram.
No, no.
Le
Tinder.
You have a cat.
I'm a cat.
I know. I know you're a cat. You move like a cat. You like a cat. And inside a cat,
you can be
inside
allergic.
A cat is a tiger. I am allergic to cats. That's true. Cat hair. Once am I?
Oh, I know this wine.
Oh, you do know wine.
But I cook recipes.
2 points. You cook. Do you clean?
Dude, you're tall. You go up with your white hand. What else can you ask for, man?
Thank you, Tom.
It was very crazy, very random.
The only woman in the street.
No, you looked at me. You looked at me.
You cried.
You weren't crying. You walked
just after.
No. You walked past me.
A few minutes after.
You said, "I'm very sad. I want to cry."
And I cried. If nothing happened tonight, because I have something else and someone else better for me. So, okay.
Exactly. You never know when you meet a wonderful, intelligent, perfect British man. You never know. God rolls the dice. You never know.
Oh, Tom.
Ooh la la. You
ooh
smell
la
good. Shut up. This is my only French cliché, I know. Baguette, la la, and Moulin Rouge.
I worked close on Moulin Rouge.
No.
Yes.
Montmartre.
In a music school. I remember all the.
It's full of tourists and sex
outside.
Shops.
Yeah.
Actually,
some sex shops are really good. And you can find some nice dress. Yes.
Show me photos.
Just because I checked.
Already, just for research.
Oh, what a
maybe this one.
Because I don't want a man in my life. I can have a maybe.
You can have a doll or a toy.
Yeah!
It's more reliable. It takes batteries.
Oh, yes. It's simple.
You don't need to talk. And,
yeah.
You don't need. He won't cancel the date.
Oh.
And he won't cheat on you.
Oh, thank you.
He just stays by your bed. He's the perfect man. Okay, is it a category like the sweet guy or the bad boy? because many girls go with, you know, winter.
Sweet and bad. Not bad. Not too bad.
Impossible. Yeah, that's possible.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Here, that's here.
That's like that. So I'm here.
Oh, sweet.
No, that is sweet.
Sweet. Sweet is like flowers, chocolates, poems. Bad is like nightclub, toilet. Oh. Really bad, you know?
Oh, yeah, really bad. I didn't try that.
Did you ever try that?
No, inside the toilet. Oh, that's dirty.
Dirty is sometimes exciting. Apparently. Maybe.
No.
Here.
Inside a car, yes, but so the medium.
Yeah, little bit good, little bit bad.
Yes.
We say like.
And himself, just not a dog. Everything for you. And I don't have my ideas. I don't have my feelings. It's just you. I don't like that.
No, I don't like a girl when she's too sweet, too naive. She believes like a Disney movie, you know? The prince will come, I will give you flowers. Oh, shut up.
I'm
sorry. Okay, give me your hand. Waiter. I go down on my knee.
Yes, I believe.
You just told me you don't need a guy. You told me you don't believe.
Yes, but I believe in this kind of story.
Every girl is told this story when she's 5 years old.
And I'm.
Someday
I'm 16.
My prince will come. It's too attractive.
Oh no.
I'm a simple guy. Don't press buttons. We say in English, don't press buttons.
But, okay.
A man has A, B, C. Remember your mother told you this. A, sleep. B, food. Steak. C, sex. If you press the button, that's what happens.
Okay.
A woman is like a computer, you know? A, C, X, D, 1, 4, 9, you know? Lights flashing everywhere. And with one girl you think, okay, this button is this. And then the next girl you press this button. Don't touch, don't touch, don't touch. Oh, fuck. But a guy like a bear, you know? A, B, C. And the dream, we say the dream is to have everything together. To sleep, to fuck, to eat, together.
Fuck.
Sorry, le fuck, le sex.
Oh, yeah.
Are French girls a little bit arrogant?
Yes.
I don't know.
I look like arrogant?
Like a bitch. Okay.
Yes, I know.
It's English sarcasm.
You know.
English sarcasm. If we love you, we tell you you're a bitch, you know?
And I'm a bitch.
And to Americans, they say, what
and
the?
And I plan to
I'm
be
a bitch.
Bitch.
Oh, really? You look like no. Such a sweet girl when I met you. So quiet. Now, you're telling me you're a super bitch. And you're not even drinking alcohol. Amazing.
I don't need it. I'm already crazy.
You don't need it, yeah.
I want to dance.
Let's dance, baby.
Sorry.
What's the night? Oh my god. Is this whiskey in here? Taxi? Taxi for one. Joking. Joking, Edwards. Joking, Edwards.
That's the only.
She's just schizophrenic, don't worry. We've let her from the hospital.
I see.
She's come out of the hospital.
I guess we need a bit more than just a taxi.
Yeah. Let's call the police.
I love the police.
Don't say that. That means you love men in uniform with...
No.
With.
Not especially.
Thank you, lovely. Are you closing?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you like a...
No, I'm good with the old school.
Old school, perfect.
And I've robbed the bank. Thank you. Let's go and dance.
That's okay, my face.
Yeah. What's it? Granville. Granville Street.
Oh, Granville?
Yeah, we...
You know a place?
Every place. It's Saturday. Every Irish bar, every bar, every pub. But am I looking okay? Yes, I think so. Don't laugh. You say, Tom, yes, you are looking great.
Oh, Tom, you're beautiful. Amazing. I know.
Every day I look in the mirror and I say, God, why? Why did you make me so perfect? It's hard, you know? It's hard.
Yes, I understand.
But you understand the struggle. It's hard to be single and beautiful. But somebody has to be single and beautiful.